the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good stuff, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. College basketball is on hiatus in the rear view. We're looking ahead. We got the NHL and the playoffs right around the corner. The NBA finishing up the regular season and the postseason exercise beginning in short order. And of course, Major League Baseball. I don't do any golf wagering. Sorry. I just make divots. So I know jack nor squat about the Masters, though. If I turn it on, guaranteed at minus 10,000 odds, I am going to take a little cat nap. With that, let's get after it here with a little honk, honk, plus bus action. And with tickets in hand and also grabbing a seat on that vehicle, what plus 100 odds or greater wager are you looking at here on this Freaky Friday? Lundy, what do you got for me?
Let's actually talk about your Northsiders who are not on the north side this evening. They are up in the land of Starbucks, and you may need a little shot of espresso to stay up for this one because it is the final MLB game on this Friday night. Or maybe how about an espresso martini, huh? Mix and match a little bit there to be able to get things going. I'm going to take the Cubs on the first five-inning money line. You can get that at plus 114 over at DraftKings. I will also throw this caveat out there. If you want to take the Cubs minus a half a run on the first five, this will jump up to plus 160. So obviously by doing them on the first five money line, the reason the juice is down, those of you that haven't done this bet before, is because if they're tied, it's a push, right? You're not losing. It's not like it's a three-way line, right? So that's the reason why it's 114. But if you want to take the Cubs minus the half a run on the first five, it jumps up to plus 160. Couple of reasons why. First and foremost, let's talk about Seattle, who is almost dead last in the MLB in terms of runs scored on average in the first five innings. They are averaging 1.15 runs the first five innings so far this season. Their offense is absolutely putrid right now, are the M's. And so, you know, maybe being at home helps, but I'm not really feeling it, Jim. So we're looking at the fact that Seattle cannot score. Then I'm going to throw this one at you. The Cubs are 6-2 in their last eight games on the first five money line. 6-2. That's pretty spectacular, folks. So I will take that at plus odds. Again, if you want to leave yourself room for this thing to be, you know, 1-1 at the end of the fifth or something like that, you can. But I will tell you, I've got a full unit bet here at plus 114. And then I've also sprinkled a quarter unit bet on them to actually have the lead at the end of the first five. So if that happens, we're cashing on both tickets.
I'll twist my arm. This diehard Chicago Cubs fan will be several drinks in and consuming that action on the late night tip. So I'm loving that, Lundy, and I will promptly go to bed because I'm old after the first five innings wraps up. My plus bus wager today. Oh, let's buy tickets for the show. Shohei Ohtani. Give me him to have a round tripper and get that long ball into the cheap seats against the San Diego Padres. Plus 270. That wager available there at Bet MGM. Shohei has faced Michael King, who's going to be on the bump for the Friars five times in his MLB career. He's got two hits, and both those hits have been of the long ball variety, along with a 2000 OPS. You look at King, tarnished crown so far this season, 1.26 home run per nine mark, surrendered, and a 44.7 hard hit rate as well. Shohei already got three bombs this season, a 302 isolated power mark, which is absolutely spectacular, and he is numero tres in all of Major League Baseball and exit velo. His former interpreter probably should only wager $10 on this, which I'm still baffled that he had a range of wagers of $10 to $180,000. That was information that came out yesterday as he was booked on charges stemming from, allegedly stealing $16 million buckaroos from Shohei. So take out your aggression. Take out your angst to what's been going off the field, Shohei, and deposit one over the right field, fence, center field. It doesn't matter. Go oppo. I don't care. Just hit a long ball. Plus 270 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Numero Tres here on the countdown today. Let's stay on the diamond and let's go back to the Great Northwest. Atlanta Sasquatch is here, and I say Julio, not Juio, J-U-I-I-O. I have that spelled, unfortunately, on the banner. I put this together early in the morning. The coffee didn't kick in. J-Rod, give me the over. 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI against the Northsiders at a minus 120 juice there at BetMGM. Why? Well, he's facing Jordan Wicks, who is a southpaw pitcher, and that's the variety of handedness that J-Rod loves to feast on. A guy that's already 3-for-10 against LHPs this year, 290 batting average against southpaws in his career, and a guy, too, that I really feast on fastballs. That's a primary pitch that Wicks features, 66.5% of his offerings, as a matter of fact, of the heater variety. And you look at the career fastball value as tracked at Fangraphs for Julio Rodriguez, plus 22.5. So he delivers one down A Avenue to his Wicks, and I think J Rodriguez could deposit one into a gap or maybe even the cheap seats as a result. Wicks this season, a 30.8 line drive percentage allowed, and he is number 277. Yikes. And exit velo surrendered as well. So put it all together, J-Rod over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBI against the Cubbies, minus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
So I know this goes a little bit against what I was telling you, right? Because Seattle can't freaking score, at least as they go the first time or two through the rotation. But that's a great reason to go ahead and play the HRR on this one for Julio, now that his name is spelled right.
Oh, misspelled there. Hang on.
You still got it wrong.
Yeah, I did.
What are you doing,
dude?
Hold
on. I got it.
You got that BetMGM hat on too tight?
There it is. Third time's a charm, baby. Julio.
Oh, my goodness. I might, you know, I was going to follow you. I may have to fade you now just out of pure, you know, just disgust for your inability to write a name this morning. I thought your background was as a writer.
I thought it is as a writer, but unfortunately, I only have a third grade education.
All right. Well, I'll let you roll with that one. All right. I did say I would wind up following because, again, this could wind up being a couple of hits. It could be a combo of the two. The HRR, as everybody knows on this pod, one of my favorite bets. So we will follow, despite the fact that Brad's brain is not working this morning.
Let's go down by the schoolyard and ride with Julio. I think I finally spelled his name correctly.
Number four.
Numero Cuatro here on the Fade Five podcast. Let's go with the association. Only a couple of games left for pretty much every single team in the league. A lot of action on a packed Friday night. And one of my favorite wagers, living in the land down under on Joel Embiid in rebounds. That number sitting at 10.5. He's taking on the Pels at minus 120 juice there at BetMGM. The reason being is simple on this. He's not taking on the Pels. I'm all screwed up. So he's taking on New Orleans. I made another error on the lower third banner. Let me fix this. This is going to be a prominent theme, I think, on the pod today. Oh, there it is. Corrected. Producing on the fly. Embiid going against the Magic. I'm still betting the under on 10.5 rebounds at his minus 120 juice at BetMGM. Why? He faced Orlando earlier this season back on January 19th, only had 7 boards in that game. And Orlando has been one of the best waxing the glass teams in the entirety of the NBA this season. Their last 15 contests, they've allowed the fewest opponent rebounds per game at 38.9. And over the whole year, they've allowed the fewest rebounds per game to the opposition. Now, Embiid, 4 games back off his injury recovery, has been under this in 2 of 4. So put all together, Orlando success, sealing off the glass. Embiid, already not a great history against this team. And Embiid, too, still kind of working his way back. He may have it like 30, 35 points in this game, but I don't think he's going to do a whole lot of work in the boards department. So Embiid under 10.5 rebounds against the magic Lundy minus 120 at BetMGM. Good sir. Fade or follow.
Speaking of espresso, anyway, I just might want to. You might want to have one of those before you go on
Candy. You know what? We've got three or more of these. I'm going to double check them. Just continue to talk.
Yeah, I'll fill some time here. I just want to say that you might want to, you know, break out the Keurig machine there at the old studio, because you've got, as of our current tape time,
I'm over two.
You've got 48 minutes before you actually have to be on camera for an hour. And I know we're on camera right now, but, you know, the next one coming up is actually a paycheck. You know, you and I do this shit for fun.
We do.
The next one is actually how, you know, you can afford all of the activities that your children participate in. So you might want to get that one right. I'll play the under on this one with you as well against Orlando. I think this is actually going to come down to how many minutes he's out there. So you talked about the fact that he's back for the four games. He did clock basically a full three quarters worth of work in the last contest against Detroit. He had 36 minutes in that one. That plays into what you talked about with his points. He had 37 against the Pistons. But, you know, could I see him not only being under this number because of what Orlando can do on the boards, but could he wind up under this number because he plays 30 minutes, 31? Do they bring his number down a little bit? Because that game against Detroit was the most minutes he's played since he's been back. So, you know, maybe that number comes down a little bit and they continue to work him back in. So if all of those things happen, it just kind of plays into this idea of staying underneath this number. He might get to 10. You might be sweating late, but I don't think he can get to 11. Not in this particular matchup, and not when he only got 7, I think, back in January, the last time he played him.
Yeah, exactly. The magic. Wave the wand and keep him beat off the glass so I can actually cash a ticket.
Number 3.
Numero tres here, the Fade 5 countdown. I believe this is correct. I believe the spelling of the name is correct. I'm not 10,000% sure on that, but let's let it ride regardless. Numero tres, Carlos Carrasco. Give me the over on 2.5 free passes issued against the New York Yankees. Updated juice available at DraftKings now at +130. Oh, yeah. Get seduced by that juice. I'll work the shoulders on this prop. Why? You look at Cookie. That's what they nicknamed him. He's got to crumble, I think, multiple times in this game because the New York Yankees are one of the most poised and patient teams at the dish. They are number 4 in base on balls percentage so far in the young year at 9.6%. That's the amount of free pass they earn per plate appearance. You look at Carlos Carrasco. 4.50 walks per 9 already this year. Already in 2 starts has 1-3 walks game. And that came on his first start of the season. And you look at the history when he's been healthy, which has been a rare occurrence. He has gone 3+ walks per 9 in a given season in 4 of his last 5 years. Now, historically, he's been damn good against the Yankees. 1.05 career whip. Facing them at a little less than 40 career innings pitch. But again, the Yankees, you know, Aaron Judge alone may draw a couple of walks. They throw Juan Soto in there, who is also a base on balls machine. And some of the guys in this lineup, he's going to miss some spots. And I think we're going to cash in again at +130. Carlos Carrasco over 2.5 walks against the Yankees. I pulled this at DraftKings. Lundy. Fade or follow.
Oh man, that's a big number, man. 3 passes. Here's what's gonna happen. Judge is good for one of them, Soto's good for one of them. I'm with you on that. I think you can get to 2. I think you can definitely do that. So there's almost part of me that would rather go the opposite direction here and bet on those guys to walk as opposed to worrying about what Carrasco is going to do, because by the time he gets pulled, you could see another walk happen for those guys later on in the innings. Man, that's a big number, dude. That's three walks. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to follow because I'm going to say that he winds up walking Aaron Judge twice. Let's go that route. Yeah. And if that happens, now I'm feeling pretty good, and I will cash this one with you. I'll get seduced by the +130. I'm only going to go a half unit bet on this one, but I like where your head's at.
Walk this way. Oh, yeah. And talk this way. Issue those free passes, Carrasco.
Number 2.
Numero dos here on the feed at 5 countdown. Let's go with the Yosh Yamamoto out west taking on the San Diego Padres. He, of course, the very wealthy Japanese import of the LA Dodgers. I like the over on 15.5 outs for him in this game at a minus 120 juice there at BetMGM. Now, Yamamoto already faced San Diego across the Pacific earlier this season in that matchup in Korea, and he got spanked pretty harshly in that game. Only went an inning pitched, gave up 4 hits, 5 earned runs, and walked a batter. He's going to make adjustments and tweaks, obviously, to how he is going to approach this game, and I think he's going to have some success against San Diego. The last 10 innings pitched for him against the Cardinals and Cubs, 0 earned runs and a 13-2 strikeout to walk ratio. Now, he stranded a ton of guys. Rather fortunate he didn't get touch against Chicago in that game. I know we got out of a bases loaded jam, but look at the xFIP, 2.87 on the season. I think he's going to work a little bit deeper. He's yet to do this season, but this may be his first start in the bigs of at least 6 innings. Yes, I know San Diego is number 2 in weighted runs created so far this year, but Yamamoto at home, second go around against the Padres, making those adjustments, making those tweaks, and varying the arsenal, I think he's going to have a tremendous amount of success. Again, I think he's going to blow this out of the water. He's going to go at least 6 strong against the Friars, minus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
Oh, yeah, he goes strong with this one. He's actually going to make another appearance coming up in bonus time for me. I've got a lot of I've got a lot of action going in this game tonight because I was trying to find some interesting ways to be able to play it because there are some guys that I think are going to have the bats rocking, particularly for the Dodgers. You already talked about Shohei. So we're going to see Yamamoto bounce back in again. I like him for over 15.5 outs. Yes, he did get rocked when they got the season started in Korea, but I don't think that you're going to see that happen this evening when they meet up a second time at Chavez Ravine.
No two starts are ever the same. Back, Yamamoto.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get some more plus money on the board. Let's go to the alt market. I pulled this at FanDuel Sportsbook. Tariq Skubal. Skubal doobal doo. Where are you? Well, he's pawing up strikeouts against the Minnesota Twins. I think he's going to do that tonight. Give me him to have at least 8 punch outs in this game. Plus 114. Again, pulled at FanDuel Sportsbook. He was supposed to go yesterday. And what was fascinating, Lundy, is that the prop yesterday, because we talked about it on Live and Line, was at 7.5. Game got washed out. It got reposted against the same opponent in the Twinkies. This morning, that line was actually at 6.5 at a minus 140 juice. And I'm like, oh, man, I like the over on the 7.5 line. Yesterday, it was like plus 105. Let's see what the alt market says. Even better juice, plus 114 now on 8 or more strikeouts. And this is entirely achievable. Why? The Minnesota Twins, all they do is a swing and a miss. Already number 2 in strikeout percentage among all Major League Baseball teams on the young year. They're punching out 28.5%. of their plate appearances. Skubal so far this season, 10.95 K per 9. Outstanding. 33.7 call plus swing strike percentage. He went over this with Oakland. He had 9 strikeouts in that game, but fell short in the other one. Only had 6 Ks against the Chicago White Sox. But again, given the free swinging ways of the Minnesota Twins, and Skubal's got downright nasty stuff. Some people believe he is firmly in the AL Cy Young conversation. What's going to add to that argument? I think he punches out at least 8 tonight at home in Detroit. Plus 114 at FanDuel. Good sir, my number one play on this Friday. Better follow.
Like this one, I think you rock and roll with this one. He's also his over under for earned runs allowed, by the way, is sitting at 1.5. I'd be really tempted to take the under on that one. I know that's a low number, but I mean Minnesota. I don't know that Minnesota is going to be able to do anything against him. So you might as well play the under on that one. So another way that you can play that one if you want to go is the under on the total earned runs. Like I said, standard line is sitting at 1.5. I think DK's juice is standard, minus 110 right now.
Ooh, yeah, that is sexy, baby. Let's make some of that plus money with Skubal and pile up those Ks. Let's pile up some additional bets and bonus time. Lundy, the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball. Dare I say, you got a wager on golf? You have the floor, Mimigo. What do you got?
I do wager on golf. I just don't talk about it on here. I tell everybody the exact same thing. Go follow our buddy Pat Mayo on Twitter and do whatever Pat tells you. That is basically my way of betting on golf. I go through and have some fun. Unlike you, I don't fall asleep when I watch the Masters, though, because it's just it's spectacular. And by the way, if any of the top brass at Augusta are watching today's podcast, 16 years I've been entering your effing lottery trying to win tickets, and 16 years you've emailed me to tell me no. Maybe next year? Maybe next year? Come on, man. I'm running out of years. I'm running out of opportunities, folks. I'm getting old, okay? So 16 times I have entered that stinking lottery, and 16 times they have told me, sorry, not going to happen. Let me stick in Major League Baseball here, since that is what we have been talking about for the beginning of the podcast here. I think that Camden Yards tonight is going to be rocking as Jackson Holliday finally makes his first appearance for that team at Camden. He is 0-for-8 so far as he's gotten his career started. I think that changes tonight at Camden Yards. Yes, you're going to pay some juice. If you want to try to play around with it and find a way to same game parlay it, feel free to do so. It's a minus 125, but I say he finally gets a hit tonight and gets off the schneid. And everybody there at Camden is able to cheer on their potential young star in Jackson Holliday. Just so you're aware, about 30 minutes before we went on the air, that juice was minus 135, and it's come down to minus 125. Ooh, so, sexy. Like I said, I just think he finally makes some solid contact, and you've got an opportunity to roll there. If you're somebody that likes strikeouts, by the way, if you like to do the guys to be able to have a K, make sure Holliday's a part of that as well. He's played in two games, and he's got two strikeouts in each of them so far. Four Ks so far on the season. I mentioned the fact that Yamamoto was going to make an appearance again. And I'm also really high, as you are, on Shohei Ohtani for this evening as well. So over at FanDuel, to get a little bit creative, I took Yamamoto's strikeout prop from 4.5 down to 3.5. So I basically that he's going to have at least four Ks in this game against the Padres, and then took Shohei Ohtani to score a run. That's it. All I need him to do is touch the plate. Doesn't matter if it's for Brad's home run. Doesn't matter if he smokes a double and then gets knocked around by one of the guys that's behind him. But if you specifically do that over at FanDuel, you can do that, and it is a plus 114. Again, Yamamoto for four or more Ks, Shohei to score a run. I know for a fact this one is on your spreadsheet this morning, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. I don't know what the hell ESPN bet is doing, but Shohei for two total bases is even money.
Even money! I was blown away by that as well.
It's even money at ESPN bet right now for him to have two total bases. Give you an idea, he's minus 115 pretty much universally everywhere else. So I will 10,000% take him at even money tonight. So I don't mind your home run bet, Brad, but I actually went pretty heavy on him on the total base prop tonight, specifically because ESPN bet is giving us an extra 15 cents that we can decide that we want to be able to play with. Jackson Holliday, by the way, that I mentioned, I did figure out a way to get him into plus money. If you want to follow on this one, did this over at DK. I took him for one hit, and I took Peralta to have five or more Ks. His number is 6.5. So Peralta for five, Holliday to finally reach base safely. He has reached base. He just reached it on an error. So I'll take that one. That's a way to be able to get that into positive territory with DraftKings at a plus 115. Quickly over on the ice, and there will be a lot more ice plays tonight on the spreadsheet, and in particular tomorrow. There's only five games on the schedule tonight, but tomorrow, in typical fashion, the Saturday slate is packed, and there's some huge freaking games tomorrow in the NHL as they inch closer and closer to the start of the playoffs. For tonight, give me chalk on the first three games of the evening. Give me the Canes on the money line. Give me the Preds on the money line. And give me the Edmonton Oilers on the money line. Carolina, Nashville, Edmonton. If all three of those win, I don't need it in regulation. None of that crap. Just all they got to do is win. That's plus 180 at DraftKings. And these guys are all heavy favorites. They've all got reasons to be playing extremely hard. It's tempting for me to throw Vegas in there as they're taking on the Minnesota Wild at home, but I can't do it just because of the slump that Vegas has been in. I just don't trust them. I think they're going to win tonight, but I don't want to make them a part of the parlay. And then let's go for a couple of points here this evening. This is also somewhat chalk, but I'll take it at the plus odds at 123. For the aforementioned Carolina Hurricanes, give me Sebastian Aho for a point. And then for Nashville on the road as they take on the lowly Chicago Blackhawks, I will take Roman Josi for a point as well. If Josi does it and Aho, plus 123 at DraftKings. More will be on the spreadsheet, but for now, I yield the floor to the gentleman who doesn't know how to spell from Illinois.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to get this correct and graduate finally from elementary school. The Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day on this SGP, and we're going to do this in the NBA. If you are buying what I am selling, well, then come with me. Leg numero uno, give me OKC on the money line. Leg numero dos, SGA, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, two more steals. And leg numero tres, SGA again. I just need a three. You put those uno, dos, tres hands together, plus 188. Yeah, oh yeah, more seduced by the juice there. Built that at BetMGM. Why do I like this prop? Well, OKC's taking on Milwaukee. Milwaukee is just kind of getting by the best that they can and really limping their way into the postseason. No Giannis going to be on the floor. And obviously OKC, a team that's going to be motivated by revenge, because the last time they faced him back in late March, OKC fell short in that game with Giannis on the floor. Milwaukee 1-4 in their last five road games straight up. OKC 8-2 straight up in their last 10 games played at home. I think they get the victory there. And then SGA, two or more steals. He has done this in five of his last seven games. He had three swipes in that first matchup back in late March against Milwaukee and the Bucks. Number 15, so middle of the pack in their last 15 contests, and steals per game allowed to the opponent at 7.7. Again, I just need two swipes and we cash in there. And then leg numero tres, SGA, one or more made triples. He has done this in 10 of his last 11 games. And a couple of April games, he's netting 50% from way downtown. And the Bucks have allowed the 12th most opponent threes made per game in the NBA over the last 15. So to recap, the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, SGP style, OKC money line, SGA, two or more steals, SGA, one or more threes, plus 188 there at BetMGM. Elsewhere in bonus time. Let's go back to baseball, shall we? And I'm going to work in another SGP. In the battle for PA between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies, leg numero uno, give me a Kyle Schwarber to get a hit. And they gave me Bailey Falter and Christopher Sanchez, are the two starters for each respective club. I just need a walk apiece from those guys. You look at Pittsburgh, number five in base on balls percentage so far this year. Philadelphia, number eight in that category. I think Falter and Sanchez will both issue a free pass apiece. And then Schwarbs, he has murdered lefties so far this season. That's what Bailey Falter is. He's batting 391. He is 9-for-23 against them with a 984 OPS. He's also 1-for-1 lifetime, so he actually has a little bit of a history against Falter. He's only gone over in total bags three times, and I just need a hit. And Falter's got a 5.40 ERA. So Schwarber hits, Falter walk, Sanchez walk, plus 125 there at, I think I built that at DraftKings. Elsewhere in bonus time. Shohei Ohtani, I'm with Lundy at ESPN Bet. I took the over 1.5 total bags. If you want to get in for an RBI, it's plus 135 right now at BetMGM. He's done that in five of his last nine games. What's fascinating about Shohei this season, he is 1-for-13 with men in scoring position. But when the bases are empty, he gets 12-for-29. And, of course, a lot of that action coming with rockets over the fence, in which he's got three already this season. I don't care how he gets it. I just need him to knock somebody in, maybe himself, and we collect on the RBI prop as well. I think it's going to be quite the night for Shohei Ohtani. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, what else do I got? Oh, yeah, I can't believe I'm doing this. Lundy, I might be sick in the head because I'm backing an Oakland F, and I'm backing Paul Blackburn, who is quote-unquote, I think, the ace of the Oakland staff, but I like him over 17.5 outs, taking on the Washington Nationals, only gambling personality or person would actually enjoy watching a single inning or pitch of this game. Minus 110 juice on that outs prop over at DraftKings Sportsbook. Washington is just number 21 in weighted runs created this season, and Blackburn has gone 7 innings and 6 innings, so he's gotten at least 18 outs in back-to-back starts to begin the season. A guy that draws a lot of weak contact, evidenced by his 50-plus ground ball percentage, does walk a lot of dudes, 0.69, nice, a base on balls per nine. He doesn't strike out a lot of guys either with a 4.85 K per nine. So put all together, Washington, not a great offensive team, and Blackburn, when he does draw contact that's of the weak variety, I think he's going at least 6 innings. Love this prop on the over, 17.5 outs. Again, minus 110 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I'm out of breath. We are out of time. I really should educate myself on how to spell basic names. And I occasionally do that at thegamingjuice.com. Actually, get them right. I have an editor for that reason. His name is Joe Lago. He's magnificent. Go there now. Lundy's got all his content living there. I've got mine as well. We have Nate Jacobson now part of our team, writing Masters coverage. Going to be writing all golf majors up. Again, I don't cover it. I just make divots and take naps and drink beers. Lundy occasionally wagers on it, but I didn't really like to, you know, offer those publicly. But Nate, one of the best handicappers in the game, and all the content's free. Sign up for a free account right now at thegamingjuice.com. Also, submit your questions via that is another entire broadcast. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Rate and review us. Doing?
I'm all over the map.
Yeah.
I'm all over the map mentally right now.
Move on. People know where to find us. You better end this podcast before you do something even more dumb.
I know. I just continue to fumble over my words. Rate and review us at your convenience, por favor. Give us a little bit of a star rating. Drop us a review as well where you're downloading to get your podcast. Also, feed or follow us on the X or the Twitter, Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. For the much smarter and cleaner Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. I got to find my bearings because they're off kilter right now. Until next time, as always, finish strong, Evans. Fade or follow, that is up to you.